Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As we're doing this, the identity of the United shooter came out. He's an Italian kid. Yeah, Luigi Bag of Donuts. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Something Went Wrong with Vincent. Comic Mike Figgs is here.
Happy to be here, buddy. What's that? What's that next to you?
This is Meg the Stallion and an anaconda.
That's incredible.
Because this is Aura Frames, one of our sponsors. We'll talk about it later. But digital photo frame, I can send anything I want to this. How could you fuck with people if you had this? If it was your girl... Thirst trap. She sends you a thirst trap. Even though you have
Kinda hot.
You have a phone, I mean, like on display across the room, it's like Megan's here right now.
I feel like she's here. I feel her aura.
That video was crazy. Wakashi wasta.
This is a cobra.
Oh.
This is not
Wakashi. Is there a snake in every video?
She likes snakes.
She likes snakes.
Even though she's called Megan the Stallion.
Yeah.
She does have a lot of snakes. This is the one where she comes out of the snake.
Right. What song is this?
This one is...
My Anaconda Don't Want None?
No, this one I think is called Cobra.
We can't play it.
We can't play it, but no. I think that's Cobra. Because that's the Cobra next to her. Mm. But the Wakashi Wasta.
Cobra Kai.
Great show.
Speaking of the Japanese thing, I had to go to so there's no guest today, obviously. We're just kicking it. We got some things to talk about. Jersey Shore 15-year anniversary. I have a new car. The crazy shit's happening in the news. CEOs are getting shot.
Wild.
So we'll just talk about a bunch of shit. But I did get a haircut the other day, and my barber was busy. Okay. So I had to go to like the second. You cut your own hair, right?
Did you go to Oscars? Yeah.
No, I didn't go to Oscars.
Okay.
I went to my guy, but he was busy. And then like my second guy there was busy. My third guy there was busy. And then they were like, there's a guest barber here from Japan.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, this can go one or two ways. Like I trust Japanese people with just like art and excellence.
100%.
And like guest barber, that's pretty cool. Like I'm just dropping in kind of like, you know, he's like barbering isn't like his full-time thing.
Yeah.
He's just like a guest tattoo artist.
Yeah.
Doesn't that like sound sexy?
For sure.
You know? Meanwhile, the tattoo artist could be a bum and just be a guest. But
yeah.
This was like, all right, I'm like, let me give this guy a shot. And man, he cut my hair great. Right now, it's grown in. I'm a little dusty. But he like had the bandana on like a sushi chef, and he was like cutting the fucking hair like just like precise and shit. And I was like, yo, I fuck with this Japanese barber.
Did he like take out the?
No, he wasn't doing hibachi with it.
Oh, okay.
He's like
he took out the razor. Did he? He didn't. He didn't.
Juggling the clippers and shit. Like he's like, open your mouth.
The little sake bomb.
Yeah. Nah, he was dope. But I asked him. I was like, do people get fades, skin fades in Japan? He was like, not really, because Japanese hair is like really just like soft and nice, and they probably have more hairstylists.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
More scissor work.
Yeah. I need like the Dominican barbershop.
Yeah, you need razor.
I need Poppy.
Electric. Yeah, you need Poppy.
But it was great though. So
he gave you a hot towel?
Hot towel.
Ooh.
Yeah, he did leave the eucalyptus on a little bit too long. It was like starting to like make me nauseous. Because they have like eucalyptus and shit. We talked about this, right? Oh, you talked about Oscar, where like they start to like massage your fucking lobes and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was great. So shout out that guy. I don't know. Was in
Do you have to pay for that? Do you
Kenbo?
Do you pay for that if it's a guest
extra
barber?
Because he's Japanese?
No, like nothing. Like,
yeah.
Isn't that kind of like a barber school? Like when like a free, like you don't even know this guy.
I mean, well, yeah, but... I mean, he is a barber, and it's a good barber shop. So if they're going to hire him, okay. Then
yeah.
That means it's going to be good. But yeah, I mean, every barber has to start out like cutting their friends.
Yeah.
I did that when we were in Italy, in Jersey Shore. We had no barber. So we were cutting each other's hair. I had this barber on Staten Island. I was like, yo, I'm about to go to Italy for like 2 months. Teach me how to do a tape up.
Nice.
And he literally taught me how to do the tape up. And I was feeling myself because like I did it once because I'm an artist, right? So like I could like fade shit, which is totally different with clippers. But I was like, yeah, I could fucking do this. And then next thing you know, like I put like a line in Ronnie's head.
Yeah.
I was like, I wasn't prepared for this texture of hair.
That's what happens. You get used to yourself, but once you do a buddy.
He looked like a friar. You know what a friar is?
Like those like friars, like the Friars Club?
No, they're like priests.
Yo, right? Yeah, like a monk.
Like hair that like
the bowl cut kind of joint. Yeah. Oh my God, poor guy. That's why he's all fucked up.
That's all right. Yeah. That was the end of Ronnie. That was the start of his demise.
It's your fault.
But yeah. So speaking of Jersey Shore, we just had the Jersey Shore 15-year anniversary. We premiered December 3rd, 2009.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
That is crazy. Time flies.
Now, I must say that there was some time off in between. Mm. So it feels like we've been on straight because the first original run was 6 seasons. Mm-hmm. And then when we came back for family vacation in, I don't know what year that was, 19 or something like that. Now we're on season 8 of that. So we have more seasons of Family Vacation than the original run.
Wow.
So all together, it feels like we've been going for 15 years.
Yeah.
But there were a couple years that we had off. You saw this in the news, but we went to the Shore House. We had a little 15-year party for it. And we're still going.
That premiered already? The Shore House episode?
So we just filmed it.
Okay.
But like Getty Images was there and shit. Yeah. And like they did like a bunch of, like MTV got us a cake and like happy 15-year anniversary.
What was that like going back to the original fucking starting grounds?
We've been back there before. You know, we went there when we did Jersey Shore Family Vacation. We went back there, I think the second or third season. And the house is still exactly the same. The guy, like, if there was like a hole in the wall in 2009, it's still there. No, doesn't patch anything up. He leaves it there. And then we've just gone for like different opportunities over the years. The craziest shit once, you'll get a kick out of this. I got an appearance once to go to a holiday Christmas party for a family at the Jersey Shore House. So I'm going there. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm thinking like I'm going to like have to party with like a bunch of young kids. Bro, it was a bunch of like 8-year-olds sitting crisscross applesauce. And I was sitting there in the middle of them telling them stories about Jersey Shore. I looked like Billy Madison. Just like with a bunch of kindergartners. I was like, this is where I had a threesome with lesbians. You know,
can anyone define grenade?
Dude, it was the GRE. It was the easiest money I've ever made. And it was just like so wholesome because they were just having like Danny makes like crazy money renting. Back in the day, I think he used to rent it out for like $2,500 a night.
Holy shit.
A night in Seaside Heights. Have you been to Seaside Heights?
No.
That's like the after school trashy prom place. $2,500 a night there is like fucking sacrilegious.
How many bedrooms?
There's a lot. There's like you can house like fucking 30 people in there.
Oh, okay.
But still.
So he would imagine that everyone would show up with $100. So yeah, you got 20 people in there, they all drop $100, boom, it's paid.
But that's not what was happening. People from all over the world were just probably a group of 10 people, 5 people were just coming and, you know, just like smelling the walls. Yeah. Oh my God, I can see a shadow. If you close your eyes, see a shadow of Vinny's dick.
Oh, look at that.
On the wall.
Oh, incredible. So
we had been there over the years and it's just like a second home. Seaside Heights was the place that I went to before I was 21. When when you want to go party at the Shore, it's so strict to get into the real places, like mm-hmm. Belmar, Point Pleasant. Those are the places that like everybody wants to go, but there's literally like an army of cops outside. Like they don't let you in, but Seaside, no one gives a fuck. Yeah. It's a shit show. That's why we were able to film there. Incredible. So we went and, I used to go there and just like, you know, have a ratchet time when I was like 19, 20 with a fake ID. And then next thing you know, we were filming in Seaside and it became like such a big part of my life. And now like if I'm dating like a torta or something, I've gone there with tortas before. I brought them. You want to go to Jersey Shore for a day?
Yeah,
you want to go see the motherland, you know?
I'm not dressed for this.
I'm not dressed for the occasion.
Oh,
I'm,
my God.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not wearing jean shorts and a tank top.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, no, they love it. They love it. They love it. They it's a fun. Have you ever been to any part of the Jersey Shore or just Atlantic City?
Just Atlantic City.
Yeah. Then that's like deep down. That's not really where the Staten Islanders go, where the Guidos go. Okay. You know what I mean? They're more like Belmar, Point Pleasant, Seaside Heights. Like I said, it gets a little bit more Wildwood. I used to go to
Wildwood. That I heard of.
Wildwood's a lot of Philly.
Okay.
A lot of Philly. Damn. Philly, helium.
There you go. Shout out, comedy. That's crazy, dude. Yeah.
You had, but we just finished filming our season of 8A. So that means that there's going to be 10 to 15 episodes of 8A. And then we're going to start filming 8B in a couple months.
Okay.
So 8A we just did.
Damn, so you can't spill any tea, something crazy that happened, something memorable that hasn't happened in any other season, maybe?
I'm trying to think, because usually we can, like, talk about what happens in the news. So, like, you'll see some shit happen on TMZ, like somebody, like, get arrested or some shit. And then, like, 8 months later, not 8 months, like 5-6 months later, you'll see it unfold on the show.
Gotcha.
Like, in more detail. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So this one, I'm not sure. I mean, I know Angelina had some drama going on. I'm trying to think if there was anything in the news that I could talk about. But Jenny had like a movie that she made.
That's great.
We went to a premiere of that.
Any more stand-up showcased?
Yes, there is stand-up showcased.
Connecticut. Okay, that's cool.
We went there. Remember, you were there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you met the guys and shit. That was a fun show.
That was my favorite one so far.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah,
that was great.
That was like epic.
Yeah, the show is starting to get me doing more and more shit, because what just aired was like one of my first sets ever.
Which is hilarious. At Broadway. Like night and day.
Night and day.
Connecticut, you're like a fucking gangster. It's like...
But you know, there's something about though, like the... being new to it and kind of like still, I don't know. Like I felt okay. Like even watching it back.
Yeah, no,
like of course
cool.
It's not your best, but it's like, you know, you're up there, you're telling a joke, you're telling another joke, because I think because maybe you care about it so much that, you know, sometimes you get a little too relaxed. You know what I mean?
I'm speaking strictly visually. It's like a bright ass room upstairs at Broadway Comedy Club. It's like, you know, the lighting. It's just like funny compared to Connecticut. It was like dark and perfectly lit and hundreds of people. It was like epic, you know?
But that's like the cool part about the documentation of the comedy journey is that people start at Broadway.
100%.
If I would have done that show at the Stand, I mean, I love the Stand. We're here at the Stand. Yeah. It kind of wouldn't really make sense for me in my journey. You know, that's why like haters don't know what to make of me.
Yeah.
Like with the comedy shit, because they want to hate on me so bad, and they do, obviously. It's the internet. But it's like, oh, you're at Broadway? That's like a bringer place. And I'm like,
yeah, so everybody starts
exactly
out, but everybody does.
Exactly. I'm a person on TV who probably can, you know, maybe sell out a theater somewhere or just do big shows.
Yeah.
Yet I'm back at Broadway, which is a bringer place. Bringer means that in order to perform, they make you bring like three friends. Just like the entry level to the comedy places. And that's the places I go up at, because like, you know, it's the same thing if like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of like a celebrity who, like if Kanye wanted to like design clothes, like he goes to like see where the fucking sewing machines are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You start
like if you want to open a restaurant, you got to like start out washing the dishes. I think Chick-fil-A does that. Chick-fil-A is the only fast food place that makes their owners be operators, but also they have to go like work in Chick-fil-A's all over the country.
That's good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to serve you can't just be like some rich douchebag, pulls up with his Lambo, goes to the safe, collects the money. No, like Chick-fil-A, you're like here, that your chicken's in the fryer.
Bread those chickens, motherfucker. Yeah.
So,
that's good.
So yeah, no, that's part of the journey. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let the haters hate. You're selling out rooms. Oh, yeah, hate as much as you want. People are buying tickets to see you. You know what I'm saying?
But the funniest part, too, is that no one's actually even seen a set.
Yeah. No,
you know,
of course.
No one. You know what I mean? Like, you'll see, like, a clip that Here's the point. The point is that you don't put out your material because you hopefully want to release the material one day in like some kind of digital form, like a special or something. So you kind of save the jokes, you know, unless one is like expired or topical, or, you know, you might want to just release a joke here and there, or you just kind of had a little fun moment in the room with the crowd. And at that time, like the people in the room had a great experience with the situation.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the same as like, oh, this is like some amazing universal joke that's going to work in any arena when you're watching it on your phone and this and that. So I just like, again, it's the internet. I don't expect anything less, but that's the way comedy works. You work on your set because it's just funny to me. Like, no one's ever seen a set.
No, you're working on your act. It changes. You won't even notice it, but it changes every show.
Yeah.
So if you come out to see Vinny, you're going to see stuff that you've never seen before.
Yeah.
You know, you know.
And who I am in 5 months will be probably a completely different person. You know what I mean? Because you're on the journey, you know, the journey through it. But speaking of that, Helium coming up.
Hell yeah.
Philly starting to venture out a little bit more. Got Florida booked, Naples, probably be a lot of Ginzos, a lot of snowbirds down there. Naples, Florida.
I can only imagine. I feel like all the Italians, that's where they evolved to eventually.
Yes.
You got a fucking Florida.
I feel like it's going to be like, that's in March. I feel like it's going to be like half like of the Guidos that like are like, oh, New Yorker. And then like half like hot girls from Tampa.
That's just going to be wild.
You know what I mean?
Sounds awesome.
That's kind of how Governors was.
Yeah. I didn't know.
It pulled out like the fucking, the Guidos, but also like hot girls and, you know. Yeah. Everything. Kind of like Stress Factory, you know, a mixture of things, but I'm excited about that. But so speaking of Philly, I'm driving to Philly. Okay. And I'm driving in my new car because I had to give back my Jeep. And now I am full dark MAGA.
Dark MAGA mobile.
And I have a Tesla. I got a Tesla, guys.
Woo! There we go. We sponsored by a Tesla?
No, Elon.
Oh, okay.
Elon, hook me up.
Hook him up.
I'm in the MAGA mobile.
Let's go. Swagged out?
It's not swagged out yet. So
bad Jamaica shorty.
You don't have a car, right?
No.
So
my wife has a car.
Your wife has a car. But you live in the Bronx, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you still have to kind of have a car up there. Like
I got a Corolla.
You have a Corolla.
Billy had a Corolla.
Nice. My dad had a Corolla.
Gas efficient.
Do you guys park it up there?
Yeah. That's the biggest bane of my existence. Yeah, it's brutal.
No. Do you have to wake up every day and move it?
No, because my girl is a teacher, so she wakes up early. So she
and
could
she
park,
gets it?
She could park any. She could park any.
And she drives it every day?
She drives it to school.
Oh, yeah, shit.
She drives.
Where does she?
She drives to school.
In the Bronx?
She parks somewhere near the house. If we get lucky, we get a spot right outside the crib. If not, we How park far in front of a funeral home, like 2 blocks away.
Where's the school?
The school is probably like a 15-minute drive.
Okay,
it's
okay.
Not far from Yankee Stadium.
Some poor funeral comes in. They're like,
yeah, it's brutal, dude. She woke up one time.
I need a spot for my grandmother. Yeah. I'm like, no, sorry.
Sorry.
Mike Figgs needed it.
Sorry. She woke up one time and a human defecated all over the car.
Really?
Yeah, there's a park right next to us. There's always homeless guys there. It's rough out here.
New York, baby.
New York. Happy holidays.
New York.
Happy holidays.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So I had a Jeep, just a Grand Cherokee, because I'm not a car guy, okay? I'm not really, I like cars, but like, I don't have that kind of thing that like, I like houses, I like real estate.
Okay.
I like apartments. Like, some of my car friends look at me like I'm crazy, because they're like, who cares? It's just an apartment, it's four walls, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I want the floors to be nice, and I want this, and art, and blah, blah, blah. But I see the passion when it comes to cars, but I live in the city, so it's kind of like pointless for me to be a car guy.
Yeah.
Spots, the parking spot alone costs like $1,000 a month here.
Oh my God.
So I'm not going to go too crazy on a car, like I'm not going to get something super fancy. I need something I can just ding up. The parking lot guys are going to fucking throw it around and then just kind of zip in and out of the city twice a month.
Yeah.
And go to Staten Island to go eat some pasta.
Nice.
Or go to Jersey to go film real quick. So I'm never going to like go ham with the fucking like fancy, the Lambos and the Ferraris and shit. So the Tesla was like a really nice, happy medium where it's still an amazing car and it's like they're kind of cheap.
Yeah. Which can you pull up which one you got?
I have the Y, which is if you look, go outside right now, just call an Uber, a Y will show up.
Oh, okay.
It's every Uber in the city has a Y. It's actually the most popular car in the world.
Wow.
Because the Uber drivers drive Teslas because you don't have to do maintenance to them. There's no oil changes. It's electric.
Wow.
So that's the Y. It's like the little crossover kind of guy.
What color?
I got Quicksilver, which kind of looks like that guy right there.
Nice.
And what I do is when I buy these kind of cars, I mean, when I not buy, lease, I like will go and kind of get them like souped out a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's like, it still looks swaggy, but it's not, it ain't shit. It's nothing crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's like you said, it's efficient. It's what you need.
Yeah, see, I'm going to do something like that. I'm going to black out the wheels, tint it. I'm going to matte it. Why don't you matte something out?
Your Jeep was matted.
My Jeep was matted. Yeah,
I like the matte. The matte's when you nice.
Matte, what is matte? Why does it make things so sexy?
It like makes this, it look cool.
This is matte.
It's like leather. Batman-ish. It's just, I don't know.
Why? Why don't people fuck with the gloss? Or why don't they just make cars in matte if everyone loves them so much? You know what I mean? Because people, I would pull up my Jeep and people would be like, I had like a murdered out Jeep. Matte black tires. black windows, black girl in the front, like everything was like murdered out, and it was like
you had a matted girl.
My girl was Matt. There was a guy.
I could say that
there was a guy named Matt in the front. Like everything was matted out, and it was like fucking. People would be like, oh my God, like, what is this? I'm like, it's a Jeep. Like, you could go do this. It costs fucking $1,500 or something like that, you know, to go like hook it up. So anyway, so that's kind of what I like to do. But the Tesla, dude, oh my God. Like, I mean, Elon is a fucking genius. Forget about the technology and shit. It's like the car took like 1 second to get there. It wasn't like, oh, like you have to order it for 3 months. Like you can get a Cybertruck tomorrow.
That's crazy.
Those things look like they should be in fucking outer space.
Yeah.
And it was a little corny actually. Like I want them to be a little bit more exclusive than they are.
Yeah.
But you can get one tomorrow. And it's like $1,200 a month. Like
crazy.
Like, which is like a lot, but not that much for that.
No, not
that's
at
how
all.
Much like a fucking, you know, not even a Range Rover Sport costs, you know? So the cars are like, Teslas are very kind of universal now for anybody to get. The charging thing is not going to be an issue for me because I live in the city. So like, I don't drive that much. Like I'm not someone that's to commute to work every day. Like the Uber drivers, they kind of get annoyed because they're putting so many miles on it. Then you have to charge it.
Yeah.
But like, you know, but I did have to think about Philly though. I'm like, that was a little annoying. I'm like, I mean, I would be able to charge it along the way, but I don't want to. So I was like doing the math. I'm like, okay, Philly's going to be like 190 something miles total or something like that. And right now I'm at 60%, which is going to be 170 miles. So I'm not going to be able to cover it. It's not like you're not going to be able to just pull into a gas station.
Where are the charging stations?
Charging stations are all over the country. And once you put it in the nav, like it'll find you all the charging stations along the way.
That's cool.
But like, I don't really want to do that. Like, I don't want to like at midnight, like, go to a charge. I don't even know how to charge it.
Are they open 24 hours?
I don't know. I think so.
They gotta be.
All I know the difference is right now is that it takes like 30 to 40 minutes
to charge.
Yeah. Unless it's a supercharger. I think those are faster, but it's not like you plug it in and then it's not like, oh, I got a tank of gas in like five seconds.
You gotta do it on your downtime. Just be like, oh, let me charge my car. I got 20 minutes, go on my phone, do some emails.
Well, that's what people do it at night. Like they come home, they plug it in, then that's it.
Yeah.
Then they're good for like the week or whatever. So
does the parking space have one?
Yeah.
They should have one. Oh,
yeah.
They do.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And that's why like I was making them do it so I didn't have to worry about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, guys, charge it up. But it's not for everybody. If you're like putting massive miles, that charging thing might get annoying. But for me, who like just kind of needs a little weekend car, whatever, it's pretty dope. It's super nice. Bro, the fucking full self-driving. I feel like I'm not doing a Tesla ad. I swear to God, I'm paying for it. But the full, have you ever done the self-driving, the autopilot?
No, I've seen it. And it looks wild.
Bro, it's like a robot. This fucking hands-free thing is like driving me. Like I feel like a little schoolgirl being thrown around. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Ooh, go faster, daddy.
I've seen all the pornography where a guy just like bangs out a chick.
Are they making porns in Teslas?
Yeah, so many. Guy in a Tesla on a highway, auto drive.
Really?
Bangs out a chick, has a snack.
You're
goes
lying.
Back.
Unless the
it's going to pull up now.
I'll pull it up.
Your phone's going to be...
Unless the camera is rigged because the camera like makes you... Unless like...
Passenger seat camera. Camera's in the passenger seat. Girl's on top of the guy. He's driving. You see cars passing by. He's on the highway. Bangs her out nice.
Pat finds
her. He loves her. I like consensual sweet porn.
But also like that camera is like there for safety. So that means he has to like stare at the camera the whole time while he's getting his dick sucked. He's like, look at me, Elon. Oh yeah, you like that? I found a loophole. No,
that camera. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you have to, because otherwise if it takes your eyes, it tells you to put your eyes on the road.
What?
And you have to touch the steering wheel. Yeah. You can't just like fully self.
Oh, so then maybe there's some. Okay, we'll watch the unless, porn later. We'll figure it out.
Unless he was cheating. Are
maybe
you pull
he
it up
was driving. Maybe he was driving.
Can you pull a porn?
He's getting banged out.
Pull it up on the Aura frame. Yeah.
Tesla porn sponsored by Aura.
No, but that technology is wild. I thought it was going to be like a goof.
Yeah.
It's kind of addicting. Like I'll be in like stop and go traffic and I'll be like, I don't want to fucking drive right now. It's like beep. And then all of a sudden it's like just like. Okay, so this is a
there
Tesla
is.
One?
Yeah.
All right, we're watching porn. We can't air this.
Yeah, we're not going to air it. Hello.
So
I like the sock, the little feet socks.
Yeah. This is like some one of those.
Yeah, she looks like.
Wait, let's Israeli. Pause this real
she looks
quick.
Israeli.
I don't like. You ever see the ads before?
The ads always drive me crazy. What is that? What is on? What is that?
80%
Vinny?
Of men with ED don't know about this easy fix.
What are you looking at? What are you looking at?
I was talking about the ads that they do in the
beginning. I'm looking at the yo-yo and the guy. You see the fucking.
Oh,
the
we're looking at four different got... things right now. Oh, no, that's like a wheel. Oh, that looks pretty cool.
That actually looks kind of cool.
Wait, that's so you wear
wild,
the dick ring.
Dude.
You wear the dick ring. Dude. And there's like a gear that's like on your dick that's like rubbing against her clitoris.
That is it. It looks like a fidget spinner. Oh. I want one for Christmas.
Yes.
That's
can
wild.
We get that sponsor?
That's what I need.
It's literally a fidget spinner on your dick.
Honey Playbox.
Oh, okay. I was looking at the girl.
We can definitely get that, dude.
I was looking at the girl. No, not the old lady. I was looking at the girl before that's like, she's like, oh, like come. You know what I mean? She like gives like a little testimonial.
Oh, yes.
Like 6 months free at Brazzers.
Yes,
and she's like getting like, banged. Like,
yeah, she's not even paid attention.
Someone's like, can you do an ad read while she's getting smashed?
We're
it's crazy.
By Aura.
All right. So we're watching. So this isn't full self yet.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, see, he's still.
Nice tan line.
So she's mounting him.
Okay.
He's in full self driving right now. He's touching the wheel. So you got to touch the wheel.
Just
to like let daddy know you're still there.
Okay.
And she's riding.
And is it that's it? The car's driving.
The car's driving, yeah. He seems to just be I want to see it. It's not making a turn. Oh, see how he touched it?
So he has to keep
safety first.
It.
Safety first. He's like having a threesome right now with the car and the girl.
This is incredible. Good for
him. And now they just pulled over the side of the road.
Pulled over. Okay. They're going to Wawa.
Isn't that, dude, it's so crazy that, like, couples just make, like, porn together.
It's kind of like a cheat code, man, if you really don't give a fuck.
That's the thing. You have to not give a fuck.
Yeah.
It kind of has to be the last job you're going to have.
Yeah, you have to hope, like, your parents are not sexually active at all.
Yeah.
They're never going to watch porn, so you have nothing to worry about.
I know, but it's just out there forever. Like, someone's going to see it and talk to somebody who talks to someone
your
else.
Your kids are going to see
it. The real loophole, though, is somebody, like, if you're a couple, though.
Yeah.
Because then you don't have to worry about trying to find another partner.
Yeah, true.
And explain to them that you're a porn star.
Yeah.
If you're doing it together, you know? So that has to be, like, the last person that you're with. But then, you know... I guess like your friends and family will see it and shit, but yeah, I guess that's the way I can, like if you guys cam together type of thing.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like athletic, like sports, you know, like, oh,
no,
like me and Vinny are volleyball players. Oh, wow,
right.
Volleyball champions. Me and Vinny are actually porn stars. Wow, that's you guys.
Like
wow,
you're in a bowling league.
Yeah, like, wow, that's really cool. That's what they do. They film, they do adult adult sports.
Right.
Like, cool. Good for you. They're actually champions and they have millions of followers and they make tons of money.
Yeah.
Good for you. Like, if you're not doing well, then it's like, oh, okay, it's kind of awkward.
Yeah.
You keep putting out content.
No, I will say, and, you know, without getting too red pill and getting canceled, but I'm canceled every week, so who cares? It is a weird culture of, like, so many people on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
You know, and like, I was listening to Rogan and he was kind of like dabbling into it. And he was like, if you're a girl, or you're a guy, do whatever you want to do. But no matter the gender, anybody, like, it's a little weird. Like this didn't exist like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Where like you just kind of like go upload a sex video and that's it. It's on the internet forever.
Yeah.
So now a lot of the women that I try to date, who I like pursue, and I'm meeting them on dating apps and stuff like that. You know, I would say like maybe a good 50% of them have OnlyFans.
Really? But are they just like
they're hot,
showing off their body, showing off their feet and stuff? Or are they getting cracked out?
So I'm not going to lie. I kind of like I subscribe for the month just to give just to check it out. OK, I'm not fapping.
I've heard fapping in a while. That's a good one.
I'm just checking it out just to see what they're doing to be like, OK, is this like, you know, whatever. And I would say I've only maybe one time saw a thing where I'm like, okay, this is like not that bad.
Okay.
But then like, other than that, it's like, you know, a picture of like titties, full titties, you know, it's not sex, but it's like titties. Like, how about you come like jerk off on these right now if you send me $5 type of thing.
Yeah. You know? And then it kind of takes you out of it a little bit.
So yeah, I mean, then it's like kind of like, so anyway, that's like 50%. I'm not saying whether you're into that, whether you're not, some guys may like it, some guys won't. But that's the problem, though. Too many people are like normalizing it a little bit too much. But like the OnlyFans has made it like so easy to make money. So many people are just like on it. I feel like there was a crazier barrier to entry 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like if you wanted to be like a cam girl or something like that.
Yeah.
And make money, it was probably like mad shady.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? You'd have to like go meet up with Andrew Tate in like a dark alleyway somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they didn't have the same outlets.
Yeah, it's like podcasting.
So yeah.
Like podcasting, like to do it was hard to do it back then. You had to get money. You know, now it's like I just pull up.
Anybody make a podcast, right?
Whip my dick out. Boom. We're having sex together. We're selling it for $3.99 on OnlyFans.
Sponsored.
Meg is here.
Shout out, Aura.
So I don't know. It's a little bit scary. But yeah, I deal with it a lot. I deal with a lot of OnlyFans people.
It's kind of embarrassing. Like even when Instagram, like even like Instagrammers, right? There's girls that are extremely popular.
Yeah.
And there's like girls that post pictures every single day. And you're like, what are you doing? Like you're not, you feel awkward. So you feel awkward when you see that OnlyFans girl.
Yeah.
Who's like, give me $5 for my titties. And you're like, it just ain't it. Like,
yeah.
You should be like, you have to like meet a qualifier or something. But OnlyFans don't care because
no,
they're making money. They're getting information. They're getting everything, you know.
I've met a lot of girls that kind of like, they tell me, they're like, shit, like I wish I didn't do that when I was 19. You know what I mean? At 19, you know, you're not really fully there yet, you know? So
Yeah, for sure.
It's kind of, oof, it's kind of crazy. Didn't that girl just make 40 million? What's her name? Something Rain. And she said she's a virgin.
That's
40 mils is acceptable.
You're doing it right.
Yeah. 40,
hey, but you're
like
doing it right.
But that's the problem. Like, that's like, yeah, like that's like me thinking I'm going to be a famous podcaster like the Nelk Boys.
Yeah.
And then you start and you get 1,000 views. You're like, fuck, why did I do that? But I didn't pull my tits out. You know what I mean? Sophie Rain.
Oh, yeah. No, Sophie Rain. Yeah. Sophie's popular. Yeah. She's very popular.
By the way, 20,
yeah,
bunch wild of guys jerking off to her. It's a little weird. Adam22 said that, I saw him tweet it, he said that he thinks that that's fake.
That what?
40,
I mean, she's all...
She made 40 million, and that one guy sent her 5 million.
I've never physically liked any of her things.
Wait, go down a little bit?
She always pops up, and she's all over my algorithm. She's very popular.
Go to how Sophie Rain's OnlyFans earning stack up to Jason Tatum, Michael Jordan.
That's crazy. I mean, she's a stacked chick.
Only shocked the internet. So like, and just 4 million, to put this in perspective, Rain's earnings were more than 23% higher than the $35 million salary of NBA star Jason Tatum. And just $4 million less than the $47 million LeBron James earned during 2023.
I mean, yeah.
Rain's paycheck dwarfs the annual salary of several high-profile athletes, including NBA players and Olympic champions. But, okay, so this is fine. And I don't even think, I don't even know what she was doing on there. I don't think she was having sex, but like, people listening to this, like, that's not going to happen to you.
No, you got to be.
You're going to make $500.
Yeah.
Okay. That's like.
Not bad.
Yeah. Mike's like, actually, you know.
That's Hulu Plus, Con Ed, groceries. Bang. Yeah. Just for showing you tits. Not bad. Not bad at all. This chick is making way, but she's worked. She's been in the game for a couple years.
All this shit is work.
And think about it. She's 20 years old, right? If I'm 18 years old this day and age, and I'm making $400 a week, fuck it. $5 a month to see some hot chicks? Yeah, I'll throw $5. So imagine if you have 100,000 20-year-olds. You know, it's 20-year-old guy. It's guys between 20 and 30.
No, I think you're wrong.
Definitely not that.
No.
But a big chunk are guys her age that are like, whoa, she's hot. I got OnlyFans. I'm horny. I'm a 24-year-old
horny
guy.
Bro, I need to see. I wish you can see the analytics
on it.
If it was a pie chart, it's a tiny sliver, 20-year-old guys. And a giant color 50. Of fucking 50 to 80-year-old men.
Grandpa, no.
Fucking disgusting.
I know Sophie Rain. I like Violet Myers. I like Sophie Rain. Grandpa, what am I supposed to do with all this money?
I'm saying it's not a problem with what she's doing. It's just that's false advertising. Like, people aren't going to make... They asked me to do it, too. I was going to do it during COVID when, like... OnlyFans was like when it just started, and people were like Cardi B was like,
you would make so much money.
Cardi B was like on it for like a million, like she made like a million a day, and like Bella Thorne made like a million a day. I'm like, yo, I'll do some kind of like it's better than crypto, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll do some kind of like million a day, because at the time I had done Chippendales and I was like showing kind of like my body off on the stage in Vegas, you know? So I'm like, oh, it can't be any different from that, but it is different. It's different.
Did you have to show Wang silhouette?
I never showed Wang.
But did you have to show silhouette of the Wang?
No, you just show your butt.
But you don't show any type of bulge.
No dick. No, you're like holding it like with a rag on top. Like, I was taking a shower and like I held like the rag on top.
You ever seen South Park where he does cock magic?
Yeah.
And you never did that? You never had to like put a towel on and like.
And then like the towel starts moving up and down and stuff. No. That would be funny, though.
That would be OnlyFans. You would be like, all right.
Cock magic. I bet you there's cool cock magic guys on OnlyFans, you know? Can we pull up cock magic? Pat's poor Pat today.
You would make crazy money. I mean, but also, like,
Here's the thing. It's like anything else. It's like all these, like, internet things, like Snapchat. People are like, I'm making $1 billion. Like, for Snapchat to make money, you have to, like, post, like, 400 a day. And you make, like, $87. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for OnlyFans, I would have had to, like, post like like 10 thirst traps a day, and then just like 99% probably gay men would just be like, here's your money.
Yeah, but think about this. Think about Tim Dillon. Tim Dillon on Patreon, he makes about $136,000. He has, what does he have, like 43,000 subscribers on it or whatever? Patty's saying no, but what it's... Oh, he couldn't find penis magic. So imagine if you had an OnlyFans, if you had 50,000, which is not huge, 50,000 gay men paying $5 a month. How much is that?
50,000
times five, $250,000.
Yeah,
you
a month.
Easily make $250,000.
But that's the thing, though. Like, you say that, and if that's, first of all, I wouldn't. I don't like the feeling of like giving me money. Like, when I do Chippendales, it's different. It's like, I'm on a stage, I'm performing in a show. There's like an audience, they buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com. It's kind of like artsy, you know what I'm saying?
Let's say I'm a gay man, I pay $5 a month, and every week you put up a new photo.
Like, when gay guys come to Chippendales, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I love that, you know what I mean?
Let's say I'm a hot 24-year-old girl. Woman. And I go, I love Vinny, and I pay $5 a month. And every week you throw up a different picture. You're in a shower, just came from the gym, little cock silhouette.
They all have to have bulge.
Yeah, they all have to have bulge. You could throw like a little teaser saying, I'm dropping.
Oh, look. Stuff.
Here we go.
Cock
shout
magic.
Out Che Darina.
Oh, he that's that comic?
Yeah, Che's the man.
So he's kind of like.
And he's big into the porn stuff too.
Oh.
Put a towel over there.
He's definitely erect. Fucking though.
Yeah, every dude has done this because you put the towel.
No,
on
that's his
like,
hand.
Oh, it's weighted. How much weight could I handle on it? Could I handle like, a towel? Could I just start stacking weights on it like donuts to the point where I can go to the gym and put 245s on it, and then I own the gym?
Is he going to do the... Oh, yeah.
He was just doing a rack.
No, but he's got a lot of crazy.
It's just like the more... I guess it's like selling your soul. Like the more you reveal and do and get sexy and freaky with it, like yeah. the more the dollars start to come back in.
Oh, yeah.
But if Sophie Rain could just be like, hey, and just like post a picture of her playing video games, I'm sure there'll be some horny men that'll give her
$5 million
just for that. She does more than that.
She teases on Instagram and maybe be like a little bit of a see-through kind of shirt.
Yeah.
You know, booty's crazy. It'll just be her working on the beach. And then on the OnlyFans, I'm pretty sure she's showing full cooch. Yeah. I think I've seen a couple of her stuff on Reddit.
Well, you know, But
I've never seen her banging. She just nude stuff.
Dude, like...
Think about Pamela Anderson, dude.
She did Playboy.
She did Playboy.
Playboy's full veg.
There wasn't OnlyFans back then. So
that was the only
She got a show.
Mm-hmm.
She was on Baywatch. Couldn't act. She was on Baywatch. She was on Playboy. She was on every popular thing. She was huge because people wanted to see her.
But I think that because it was so rare, like even with Kim... Like Kim Kardashian, like now, like every single Instagram model has a Kim K sex tape because it's just on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
But back then when there was no OnlyFans, it was like, ooh, this is mysterious. This is crazy.
But she made money off that porn video.
She still makes money off of it.
Off the porn.
It came out that Chris is the one that fucking orchestrated the whole thing, the mother. Selling the sex tape, making her a star, like wild. But now it's not, that's what I'm saying. It's too, everyone has one now. You know what I mean? She was the fucking Adam Carolla of sex tapes.
Gotcha.
She was the Rogan. She was the original Tom Green.
Full circle now. I see what you're
saying. So now everybody can do one. And it's not that special anymore. But I don't know if I would do but anything, reality TV, like the more salacious things are and shit, like sex sells and it's wild, you know?
Yeah, 100%, man. But I mean, you know. Could always do it, Vin, and I'll direct it for you, and
you'll hold the camera.
Get 5% of the.
You'll kind of cuck it a little bit.
I'll do it. I could edit. I could do what you need.
All right, guys. Today's show is brought to you by Aura Frames. Look at this digital photo frame with a picture of me and my mother. Isn't that cute? My shirt's really tight. Aura Frames. All right. Best gift to give someone in your family that you love this holiday season. It's a digital photo frame. I literally could just take any picture and just send it to the photo frame. So if like, you know, you have kids and they do something amazing, you just send it to your mom. This is sitting up on her little counter while she's cooking. And then boom, you get the picture. And it's not in your phone. Well, she got to look at it. She got to get the glasses out. It's right there on full display. We were just saying that this should be like a backdrop of every podcast. Yeah. You could update it. I don't think it even, you could put as many pictures as you want. There's like unlimited storage. How is that happening? How does unlimited storage fit in such a tiny little frame? I don't get it. What is this? A school for ants? Okay, that was from Zoolander. Anyway, Aura Framed. It is named the number one digital photo frame by Wirecutter. All right. It's incredibly smart and easy. Upload the photos, preload it with photos and videos using the Aura app, and then it's ready to go right out of the box. It literally just took me 5 seconds to set this up. All right, guys. So you definitely got to get your Aura frames for your house or a beautiful gift for somebody this holiday season. Save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off Aura's best-selling Carver Matte Frames by using promo code Vinny at checkout. That is A-U-R-A frames.com, promo code V-I-N-N-Y. This deal is exclusive to listeners of Something Went Wrong. So get yours now, just in time for the holidays. Terms and conditions apply. Aura Frames, baby. Get one. Now let's get back to the show. So anyway, we got on this topic because we're talking about Teslas. We're talking about self-driving. The Tesla.
Let's go into it.
It's a great car. Full self-driving, I did see a comedy bit that I was telling you I was working on for a while that I was like, this is not funny. But then I saw someone execute it probably better. But he was just like Elon is so confusing because he literally made electric cars because the left is all into climate change.
Mm-hmm.
And he is like a hero of the left for making electric cars, even though climate change probably isn't such an imminent threat, it is a threat, but like not so imminent. But for the people that think it's imminent, this guy's a hero.
Yeah.
This guy's making electric cars like fucking unreal. Fuck the fossil fuel industry. But now it's like the comic had like the funniest, I forgot who it was, but he's like, you know, now they're the liberals. He's all aligned with Trump now. So now the liberals are just in these Teslas and they're trapped in Trump mobiles.
Yeah.
There's even a T on the back.
Yeah.
That stands for Trump, you know? And it's like, how do they feel? Imagine being a liberal, right? Like LA, just fucking just woke little, you know, just guy with glasses, skinny turtleneck, you know, teacher.
And non-binary.
And he has a Tesla.
Yeah.
And now he gets in that thing and all he could think about is like Elon, like jumping on the stage, like at the Pennsylvania rally and shit.
Damn, dude.
It's crazy.
What does it sound like when you drive it?
It's nothing. It's like a little bit of a zoom. You don't have to start it. You just walk out of it. Everything is done on the app. It feels like you're driving a computer.
Can you drive
Driving your phone.
You drive without internet?
You can drive without internet, but you wouldn't have like the
display.
You have the display, but you wouldn't have the live traffic updates. You wouldn't have all the streaming services.
And acceleration brake is on the pedals.
Yeah, and like you never have to brake.
But there's something that, but there's, everything is on the wheel.
No.
There's no buttons. Dashboard.
In the middle, yeah. Everything's on the wheel. Yeah, you have the two little things. You have the screen.
Park and everything. There's no this thing.
But like you don't have to brake. Like you have
the fuck is that?
That's a frunk.
That's a barbecue.
A front trunk.
Is there a trunk and a frunk?
Yeah, there's a trunk and a frunk.
Whoa.
Yeah, and why is there, there's a little girl.
Why is there a little girl Venezuelan?
Yeah. So, yeah. Great car, Tesla owner, and you know.
We got to get that Tesla sponsor.
I'm sure that
we need a Tesla bot. Tesla. Scooter.
By the way, I had to get a new ID the other day because my license was expired and I hadn't. So I had to re-register to vote for the place that I live now. Independent, baby.
Well, let's go.
Independent. No political party. I took a picture of it and everything.
Nice.
People think I'm a hardcore Republican. I am.
Okay. Yeah. What are you doing? Barron Trump is running.
I think people like Barron.
Yeah,
he doesn't talk. Like, people like people that don't talk. Even me, they loved me when I didn't talk.
Yeah.
Post another thirst trap. Show us your fucking dick.
Yeah, Barron.
Don't talk. No, I'm talking about me.
Oh, sorry.
Don't talk, bitch. And now that I talk and like have an opinion on things, they're like, God, how dare you? You're not allowed to have an opinion.
Dance,
this
bitty.
Is North Korea.
Yeah.
Get in line, ho.
You're talking about your barber.
What else did I want to talk about? We did the 15 year
anniversary Jersey
new car. Some things happening in the news. Wait, we're gonna get.
Oh, I sent you that. I just sent you that. That was wild, dude.
Well, all right, let's just play her because I was talking about the barber that the Japanese one. But this is a cute little Japanese girl. What is she?
Pray to God, she's 21.
Oh God, I hope so.
She's definitely 21. If you're posting this.
I feel how I feel taking a shit in Japan.
What the?
You can eat it raw like sashimi. You can eat it raw like sashimi.
But wait, did you hear the shit? There we go.
Wait. How lucky? I wanted to read the comments. How lucky are we all to be alive at the time in history to watch this video and find ourselves in the comments?
Is that English?
Sign me the fuck up.
Shorty said,
let me wash you.
Let me wash it.
So, watashi wasa.
Shit, my butthole.
Do all they have? Does everyone have a does everyone have a fucking bidet?
Yeah, hell yeah.
In Japan.
Oh,
shout out to Tushy, one of our sponsors.
Big shout out to Tushy. Yeah. Japan is like the elite.
The elite bidet. of buttholes. Butthole cleansing.
Yeah.
Moving on. So as we're doing this. The fucking identity of the United shooter came out.
I didn't know that.
Pull this guy up. He's Italian.
No way.
He's an Italian kid.
They have a photo of him.
A young, hot kid.
No, Luigi something, right?
Yeah, Luigi Bag of Donuts.
But they didn't catch him, though.
The New York Post. No, they caught him.
Oh, they got him.
Yeah.
They got him?
Luigi Mangione.
Fucking Luigi Mangione. Yeah, this was a fucking hit. This was the longshoreman. They fucking clipped this guy.
Because dude, go to his, look. He's he's like cute. This guy's cute.
No way.
I saw the funniest meme that's gonna be like Ryan Murphy is gonna make like a softcore porn out of this. You know who Ryan Murphy is?
Yeah, he did
the Menendez brothers and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because look at this fucking guy.
Wait a second.
He looks a little zesty.
He's 100% zesty. He's zest out. But wait.
He kind of looks like James Franco's brother a little bit.
He does look a lot like James Franco's brother. He has the mouth of James Franco. Wait, what?
Ayo.
Ayo. Why did he do this? Wait,
They said there was a manifesto and he was talking about his gripes with the healthcare industry. He's like 12 years old.
He's mad young. What's
that one with the little Jufro?
He is
where
jacked.
No, the one down where he's like giving a speech.
How do your abs get so jacked? Yeah, it looks like he's doing a fucking
five things to know.
He's doing his bar mitzvah.
Gilman.
Ugh.
Actually, he doesn't have a good profile. Oh, you have to pay for this? You have to pay for the Baltimore Sun. Get the fuck
out of here.
You're lucky you even have a newspaper.
Look at your show, you pricks.
Who the fuck wants to go to Baltimore unless it's a Ravens game on?
Yeah. He's totally gay. He went to go see the Lion King.
Something's not adding up.
Here's a firearm.
This guy's like casted. Look at those eyebrows. He's from Jersey? Why does it say Mark Rosario?
29?
Oh, wait, no. This is fake. Wait, I'm confused. Why does that have a different thing?
Wait, he's mad young. Wait, how old is he?
Oh, wait, go down. It says, while searching for him, police found multiple fake IDs, including one the NYPD believes was used by the suspect in New York City. Oh, so he had a fake ID. Where do you get fake IDs nowadays?
That's a great question.
I remember one day we like walked around Canal Street just asking everyone when
fake
we were
ID,
younger.
Fake ID?
And everyone was like, get out of here. But yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's
I kind of don't really like, I get like, you know, like fuck billionaires and everything like that and corporations, but like, I feel like it was getting a little bit too much praise.
Yeah, 100%.
Of the guy like dying, like it was like a meme of like funny, and I'm like, this is not funny,
not at all.
I'm like,
the guy has a family.
The guy's a family, and like, you know, yeah, everything is fucked. Like every corporation, every boss.
Yeah, put him in jail. Make him serve. If he did something horrible.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, look, if he did something horrible, I don't know. But I'm saying, if he's just a guy that like is in charge of the evil empire of healthcare, like don't kill him.
Yeah.
Of course, not just him.
There's hundreds of people that are involved.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, people have health insurance. Like, what the fuck are we supposed to do?
Yeah.
And this kid just threw his life away. He's a young guy.
I know. That's so weird.
They caught him? When did they caught
him? They caught him. I think he was in Pennsylvania. I mean, this is all alleged. We don't know. He might be the guy. He might not. It kind of looked like him in the picture. And then he's like cheesing and shit. This is like, I feel like we're watching like a movie play.
Yeah, they're going to make a crazy movie. The bullets had words in them.
Yes.
Depose.
Yeah.
Deny, depose, and something else.
I'm not saying this is what's happening, but it's giving like Juicy Smollett, whatever
it's
the
giving
fuck.
Giving Jussie Smollett.
Right?
Yeah.
When it was like all so perfect and stuff. I mean, this is, don't get me wrong, we have a video of the guy getting killed. Like it happened. But it's
can we
like,
put it on the aura?
But okay. the imagery, the optics of this is like super, super strange. But yeah, I was just here. My opinion is just like, why is everyone kind of like even when those billionaires died in the submarine?
Yeah.
It's like
people are trolls on the internet. That's why you can't take any of it seriously.
It's not just people. It's like comics. It's like the whole zeitgeist is kind of like, oh, like let's make fun of them because they're
because if it's not you, you're gonna.
I think it's
because
they're rich.
You know?
It's because they're rich. Because they're billionaires. You know
that
what I mean?
True. That true. Yeah. But we hit the poor too, and poor people do dumb shit. We're like these dumb fucking ratchet poor people or whatever. You know what I mean? Like we're quick to say something mean.
I guess.
You know, it's just everybody's a troll. Everybody loves cutting ass.
I hate the internet.
It's all wrestling, Vinny. It's all WWF.
I know.
It's all Americana. That's what we are. We love the drama.
Yeah.
It's all drama, Vinny.
It's all drama.
All of it's drama.
It's all drama. It's going to change now. Cancel culture's canceled.
The DOJ. I just love when he said that in a big speech. He was like, the FBI, the DOJ.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude. Poor kid. Say. Handsome kid.
Yeah. Handsome kid, but he had problems with the healthcare. Listen, I have problems with the healthcare industry, too, but I'm not doing that. Remember when the billionaires were in the submarine and then like the guy's like stepson just kept tweeting that he was at a Blink 182 concert the whole time?
No.
Like every day that they were down there, this guy was like, can't wait to see Blink 182 tonight. It was like his like stepson.
Oh my God.
That like kind of, I think was autistic or something. And like, he'd be on Instagram. He'd be like on Twitter, like answering back like OnlyFans models, like as
in the submarine.
No, not in the submarine. He's on the outside.
Oh my God.
But his stepdad is like going through.
Oh my God.
His stepdad's like, exploding in the deep sea. And he's just like, thanks, Sophie Rain. Eggplant emoji. You know what I mean? Oh man.
Oh dude. Yeah, it's whatever. That's why you gotta just enjoy it.
And the last thing that's happening is just all the Diddy Jay-Z shit.
What is that? That popped up yesterday.
So the Diddy shit was happening for a while. Like this story came out that like a 13-year-old was raped at the VMAs. God. And then there was like another like celebrity that they were gonna name in it, which was an unknown celebrity. And everyone knew it was gonna be like someone high profile. And then it came out yesterday that it was Jay-Z. And I'm not, and the craziest shit is like, first of all, 50 Cent is wild.
Oh yeah, he's eating all this up.
Wild. He fucking like has, like, isn't he friends with all these people? Every time something happens to a rapper, he destroys them.
Yeah,
he don't care. In the fucking thing. And then Beyonce's mother, I just read, liked the post. That's so like crazy. Someone put a post about it on like Life and Style.
Yeah.
But like she liked it. What does that mean?
Fuck.
Does that mean she like
Illuminati
agrees? Or does that mean she's just like scrolling and looking at all the paparazzi and accidentally hit like, you know? I've done that to a couple gals before.
That happens.
I'm like, no,
or maybe,
take it back,
or maybe
take it
she's
back.
Like, good, this is what you get for hitting my daughter.
Right.
She hit one of his, can he clock one of his daughters in the elevator?
I don't think, she was Solange? Clocking him. Oh, she was they were holding him. She was kicking and shit like that. But yeah, there's definitely some crazy Illuminati shit that happens within that family. But yeah. Yeah, sometimes I'm liking a girl's picture on Instagram, and then I'm like, oh, she's cute. And then I get to the third one, she has a boyfriend. And then I have to go back and take my likes back.
Does it show up that you liked it at one point, though? If she's there live.
If she's there live. If you take it back, though,
she's got
it's probably gone, yeah. And then I always wonder sometimes, like, do you ever like send, not you, but he's an angel. But sometimes you send a DM and then like you unsend it because you're like, fuck, why did I say that?
It shows you unsend. It shows.
Well,
you
hopefully
unsend.
She doesn't have the notifications on that showed that the first one came. There's nothing cornier because girls do it to me too. There's nothing cornier than sending a DM and then unsending it and then seeing it. You know what I mean?
What happened, baby girl?
And then changing it around and then they see you do that.
Fuck. Do you ever comment? Do you ever say, oh, girl, what happened?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I saw what you said, girl, you know, because she said something a little risque, you know.
And then it's just like, how's your day? But at first it was like, I want you to deep throat me and gag me down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like, why did I say that? How long have we been going?
Yeah, bro.
55. Anything else? So excited to go to Philly. We'll report back to you. We got the stand. I don't know if there's tickets left to the stand. December 17th.
What was the last one like at the stand?
That was the one right before I traveled somewhere.
Yeah.
That was the one you kind of felt a little bit like, oh, these people are a little different. They weren't so rowdy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rocky Del Davis was on it.
Yeah.
I saw him the other night. He was
Zhao
like,
Jing was on it.
Zhao Ying,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, those girls were like,
yeah.
Like some girls come and they're like there for the whole show and they accept everybody. And some girls come and they're like, we just want Vinny and get this fat kid off stage, get this Matthew McConaughey motherfucker off stage, and get this Asian girl off stage. We want Vinny.
Well, or they've just never been to a comedy show
or that,
before.
Yeah.
And they're just like, what do we do? You know, like, do we laugh at that part? Yeah. You know,
I'm scared of the Philly girls. I don't know, man.
Yeah. I've had some good times in Philly. That's one thing about Philly is that I've had some ratchet old times there, but Philly is fun, and hopefully if it's anything like I left it, it'd still be like a good time and shit. All the girls that probably used to come to my club appearances in cheetah print dresses, now they're like moms of three.
That'll be crazy.
But they'll be there, the moms of three, like, oh, I remember I saw him at a I was spray tan, had a poof
breastfeeding in the front row, like, hey Vinny, I came here for you,
yeah,
this is your child. Like, security, get her out of here.
yeah.
Mike, get her out of here, Mike.
Yeah, I told you that story once. I don't know if I've told people. I can reiterate, but one time I was at my house in Staten Island and I get a Ring doorbell camera, and a woman is there with like a 9-year-old ginger boy. And I go to the door and I'm like, I don't go to the door. I answer on the ring and I'm like, can I help you? And she's like, what do you mean? Can you help me? She's like, get out here right now. I'm like, you have to leave. And as I'm doing this, like, the kid is like getting a little bit like confused. I'm like, what's going on? And I'm like, if you don't leave, I'm going to call the cops. And then the kid starts like hyperventilating, this little ginger kid on my front steps. He starts crying. And I'm like, oh shit, what the fuck? So then I call the cops. Why was that so funny?
You're like, I feel so bad for this kid. Like, he's having a problem. So I thought you're going to be like, so I went out there to see the kid.
I call the cops. I call the cops. And they call me at first, which was weird because like they didn't just show up. Because like I never called 911 before, but like I did it very like pragmatically. I wasn't like, oh my God, please come now. I'm like, hey guys, like no rush, but there's a woman outside. She has a little carrot top with her. And, you know, I'm like, something's wrong, blah, blah, blah. So they call me back and they're like, can I get some more details? I'm like, I don't know. I might be like a stalker situation or something. So then these two like hot girl cops show up.
Nice.
And maybe they did that because they knew it was a female at the door. I don't know. Or maybe it was just random, but they show up and then they tell the woman, like, you know, whatever, that whoever's in this house doesn't want to talk to you. So what happened with me at the time was that one of my catfishes told this woman that obviously it was me, probably used to get money from her. And then she was like, I want to meet you. And she was probably like, I'm going to come to your house. And he was probably like, fine. So she looks up where I live and then she comes there with her son. And then they show up. You understand?
Yeah. I just got a lot of questions.
Yeah.
So someone could just look up your address, first off. That's crazy.
I don't live there anymore. Okay. But like, you know, my house was on TV every week. It was known knowledge of kind of where I lived. You know?
You have people catfishing? Like people like, hi,
oh, it's I have like a million catfishes out there. If you go to all my comments, you'll see catfishes in the comments of like Vinny Guadagnino .01.
Wow.
And it's like, I want to thank all my fans for doing this. And it's like, he has one follower, Vinny Guadagnino XYZ 17.
There's people out there that think
and
it's
there
you.
Are poor women out there that they prey on that think it's me.
So sad.
And they tell them that like, look, this is like, you know, this is my side account. I do this for only the people that I love, blah, blah,
oh
blah.
My God.
And they send them money and they take advantage and they think it's me. And there's nothing I really can do about it. But
the Vinnies send the tortas money?
No. The tortas.
Send the Vinny money? Like,
The 60-year-old tortas named Eileen from Philly, you know, think they're talking to me. They probably send him money. And then next thing you know, they're like pulling up at my house and, you know, asking me to be the father of their kid. At one point, did I question whether I was this kid's father? Yeah. I was like, was this that girl in Philly? But I'm like, I don't have red hair. What the fuck's going on? So
I just thought that, like I said, the kid was like, you were like, I mentioned the cops and the kid panicked. So then I called the cops.
The kid, I called the cops. I was like, listen, you little fucker.
Oh, you're panicking now? Get ready to really panic, you little fuck.
If you don't get the fuck off my front steps, I'm going to fucking show you what's up. So then they had to break the news to her and then she left. But yeah, crazy. So guys, I don't know how to tell you this. It's not me you're talking to, okay? It's not me. Unless it's a blue check mark and it's coming from my account. I don't have any side accounts or whatever. But that was my crazy catfish story.
That would be a crazy serial killer movie if you did have side accounts and you actually were talking to these bitches and you're like, this is my side account, whatever. And you meet them in like a black hoodie and
that's
fucking
kill
them.
That's a good movie because every other movie in the show Catfish is about, you know, you're talking to someone and it's not them.
Yeah.
It's like some, you know, 600-pound gay guy in his basement.
It's me.
It's you. But what if the actual hot person was also the catfishes? And he was like just playing a game. You know what I mean?
Cops
I
show up. He's like, why would I do this? This is my account.
Right.
This is not me.
What's the purpose
There's
of that?
There's a secret laptop with all those fake ones.
Yeah.
You love
to you guys aren't talking to me. You're talking to some guy in Bangladesh in a basement. Okay. Don't send him any money. Okay. But until next week, we have Mike Figgs here. See him at the stand.
We'll be there. Vinny and friends, when is it going to be? What day?
So we got December 17th.
Yeah.
And when this comes out, that'll be the next show coming up. And then, we'll keep doing more probably definitely in between December 17th and March. There'll be some local ones to look out for. Yeah. But until then, thank you so much. Like, subscribe, follow. And also, it was cool to see the show on people's Spotify raps.
Yeah, I saw that.
Those are annoying to me.
Yeah.
When I saw something went wrong there, I was like, hey. Oh, like it gives you a little bit more motivation to, you know, why you do this, you know?
For sure, man.
So thanks to the fans for listening and keeping this little show alive. All right, until next time, see you later. Peace.
What's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help, and hopefully we can make this really big one day. Love you.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.